Well, hello there and welcome back. Thank you for joining us. I am Uncle Bye Bye, and with me as always...
The Brit.
Yes, indeed. The Brit and Uncle Bye Bye. Here to talk to you and possibly entertain you, maybe give you something to think about, perhaps. Who knows anymore? You know, we're starting to kind of create our own content instead of just piggybacking off of the Housewives, which we will do again as soon as there's any content of substance there.
May the 5th, the Housewives of New Jersey cannot wait.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that, but I thought I'd be real. I thought I'd peel back some of the onion layers tonight and just offer a little story, a little situation that occurred that you haven't even heard this yet. So anyway, so the Brit and I are members of a health club here, not a country club. Don't be confused. A health club. We have access to a pool, a gymnasium, of course, the gym stuff, an indoor pool, whatever. The locker rooms are nice. They have some amenities such as a steam room. It's very nice. I spend a lot of time there.
Could I add something?
Sure.
In the ladies' locker room, they have the Jergens Cherry Body Lotion, and it never fails to impress me.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Very nice. I plaster myself in it.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I find their conditioner... very, very good for my hair. I get lots of compliments on my
hair. Very good
and
hair.
And they ask me, what product do I use? And I say, whatever they have at my health club, right?
Okay.
Anyway. So, you know, I'm at this facility frequently. I'm very comfortable there. I have some friends. Well, some acquaintances. I have made some friends there.
Yeah,
that part is true.
Nice.
Because here's how I qualify friends these days, right?
Yeah, that's
true. So a friend, obviously, if I know you in one particular situation, let's say, we'll use this for example. If I know you from the health club, you're like a health club acquaintance until we do something outside of that environment.
Then they become friends.
Right, then they become a friend,
yeah,
right?
Got you.
So like I used to have some pickleball friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were... just pickleball acquaintances that I played with, that I saw at the same place. As soon as we go to dinner or anything, trivia night or anything like that, then it's a friend,
right?
Then it's a different thing. It's an add value to the friend. That's how I call it. So I have many acquaintances there, some friends, but, you know, and over the last, some could say a lifetime, but specifically over the last 8 years, plus, going on 9, I've made some concerted efforts to improve myself overall.
Yeah.
You know, physically, emotionally, psychologically, you know, just really becoming a better person.
Okay.
And we don't want to get too into that.
No.
But, you know, I've had some rougher patches in past years.
Like we all have.
And, you know... occasionally here, there are some indiscretions at times, right?
Okay.
Things that I would not like to repeat, okay?
Okay.
So, but I try to live a life these days that I don't have to apologize for.
Oh,
that's
for sure.
That's of a goal of mine.
That's
now,
the thing, Simon.
If I accidentally hurt someone's feelings or have I will apologize. It's not that I'm very much a proponent of apology and those kind of things. But I try to be mindful of it on the front end and prevent myself from doing things that will require an apology later.
Yes.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
Understand.
Right. So just kind of navigate my world in a thoughtful, mindful way.
Well, I like to say this stage of my life, I'm unapologetically myself.
Well, okay. I mean, I get that.
I mean, for there's been...
I think we're coming from two different places
on
this.
Oh, for sure. But I'm just saying, there's been times in my life where I've not been myself. I've been someone more that somebody else wants me to be.
Yeah. I get it.
Anyway, you get it.
Well, no, that's true too. But I'm just saying, you know, there was a phase of my life where I wasn't pleased with who I was, and I wasn't pleased with the way I was behaving. So I was constantly just sorry. I was just a sorry person.
You were like, sorry.
I'm just sorry for who I am. You know what I mean? I never felt that I was up to my potential. I felt inadequate and insecure, all this stuff. Whatever. This is, you know, we can continue this.
We're going deep, yeah.
I know, but this is what I'm doing tonight. I'm offering an
invitation. And everyone probably appreciates it. You know, so,
again, with efforts and work and some focused intention, I feel like I've improved a little bit on mm-hmm. some of that. But the hard wiring, some of my character defects are so deeply rooted that it doesn't take much for me to feel those inadequacies again. Like, yeah. I don't like the word. I think it's very overused these days. But some things can be triggering. You know what I mean?
Triggering.
You know, it's a real thing.
It really is. Yeah. And as you said, it is overused. But there are certain things, and many people don't know what the things are that trigger me and you and others. Yeah. It's, well, we all have our thing.
So in the past, in those days of
darkness.
Darkness and behaving, you know, less integrity or dignity. I did some things that, you know, shouldn't have been done and behaved in ways that shouldn't have.
Okay.
I should, you know. And of course, you have interactions with people throughout your whole life, right? And there were, you know, so there's a couple individuals in the past, and we're just on opposite sides of a situation. That's all I'm going to say about that. We're just on opposing sides of a situation.
Yeah.
There was definitely fault on my part in this.
Let's make it clear we're not talking about a ex-partner.
Not at all.
No, this is
not a relationship.
No.
If anything, this was pretty much a business relationship that went wrong.
Okay.
For a lot of reasons, some of which were my fault.
Okay.
But there was fault all the way around, okay?
Yeah.
But there was some shame, there was some disgrace, there's some things. It's a broken business dealing, okay? And I have felt, you know, it was reconciled, you know, not amicably, but things
reconciled,
were, yeah, you know, I mean, there it is over and has been for a number of years. But I am more comfortable just having our orbits not intertwine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier for me to not be in the space that other individual is in. I'm more comfortable. I don't want to be on their mind. I don't want them on my mind. It makes me a little edgy. You can see it in me right now.
I'm
getting a little.
I'm watching you and
outside
I can see,
of myself, right?
See,
so,
change.
But this, I'm just sharing this because it was an important moment. I mean, it happened. So, I am in this health club of mine in the locker room, and I see someone in the hot tub, who I believe was this individual that I don't want to be around.
Okay.
I don't want to have an interaction with. So forget all that backstory I just shared with you. We all have people in our lives that at one time or another, we would prefer not be around.
I have a long list.
Well, I'm attempting to have a shorter list in my life.
But describe it as living in the shadows to avoid these people.
Yeah. I don't like living in the shadows. That's a dangerous place for me, so I try to live out in the daylight. But there are times when the shadows are very, very comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And very, you know, so I'm not even, so here's the funny part of this. We're going to get to the funny part of the story. The funny part is, I'm not even sure it was the person I think it was, but my vibe was there. They were splashing water, but I just got an energy,
mm-hmm.
and I immediately went into my duck and dive mode, right?
Tell me how you did that.
Well, this is it. This is where it gets funny.
Okay.
So again, just to set it up, I'm in not a confined space, but I'm in a locker room.
Yeah.
With an individual that I don't want to have a conversation with. That's not something I want. And I really don't even want him to know that I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting out of the shower. They're in the hot tub. I breeze past, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, but I still have to dry my hair. I got 10 minutes of like getting ready to get out of there. So, and in this, as I've stated before, I had, there's some familiar faces. We're, you know, on the yeah. same, and this is not a peak time. This is middle of the afternoon. But anyway, so I'm going, oh dear God, like I'm all nervous. So I start drying my hair and I turn my back instead of facing the mirror and having a side view. If he were to, you know, there, I know the access points for viewing. I turn my back and then I go as far as I hear the hot tub go off. So I know that he's getting out of the hot tub, right? And I'm hope I throw a fucking towel over my head.
Oh my.
I cover my whole entire head with a towel and start blow drying it through the towel. So here's what I'm thinking in my head. This is camouflage. Like I can't be seen. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I'm the invisible man. No, nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Just a fucking fat guy with a towel over his head, blow drying his hair through a fucking towel. And then as fate would have it, because my universe has an extraordinary sense of humor.
Yeah.
No less than four people, okay, that I know there.
Called you by name.
Pass me and call me by my name.
Oh, man.
And we all, nobody called me by my name.
No.
We don't call each other. It's never like, hey, Mark. Hey, Phil.
No.
Hey, Bob. It's just, hey, man, what's up? But on that day.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Three fucking people in a 5-minute period walk by me and they say it loudly because they're talking over my hair dryer noise.
God.
Hi, Byron. Hi. Yeah. Hey, B. What's up, Byron? Okay. Thank you. Thank you all so very much. Okay. So I'm doing this and then, you know, I'm spying. I'm like, you know, I'm in full like duck and cover. Oh, I was trying to be a ninja, but I'm not small, so it's hard for me to hide in wide open spaces. Then here's what happens: they go to the shower. You know, I'm like, fuck. Okay, all right. Well, I just got to kill a little more time. I lose track, right? Because I got the towel over my head and I'm blow drying, and I'm just trying to avoid people calling my name anymore. And I look down my little row, which is right around, and they're there now getting dressed, right? Where my locker is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, God damn it. So then I have to zip. So then I stall. I go back to the other big open area by the other mirrors and brush, you know, mouthwash and teeth and, you know, and I avoid it, I think, okay? Eye contact was never made. But then I start thinking from another point of view of like, well, what kind of fucking absolute asshole do I look like if he knew it was me and I'm hiding? That's just shameful behavior.
I know it's
so
hard.
So this go ahead.
It might have been better just to have damn eye contact and get
right.
the awkwardness.
But my weaknesses, my vulnerabilities, my lack of desire for confrontation. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. It causes me so much angst and so much stress.
If people were to talk about you that know you, they would say you're very jovial, very outgoing.
Yeah, and instead, I'm
they would not
ducking and dodging and hiding.
You would be the ducking and diving type.
I'm not.
Because you're known for being
I'm not
so
that type.
Outgoing.
I'm not that type of person.
Not
I'm
you.
Not a shady person.
No,
I'm a very
not.
Open person. I take responsibility for my shortcomings.
You do.
But in this particular case, I fell from grace again. You know what I mean? I felt very
you were
vulnerable.
Living it again.
I was living it. I was
living whatever went on.
I was
you were
haunted.
Living it.
I was
yes,
being
you were.
Haunted by it.
You were.
By the past,
yeah,
right?
It,
and that's not a comfortable thing for me.
No.
And I went into full just neurotic social anxiety mode. I mean, it was terrible.
Oh.
I mean, it was stressful, you know?
No, I understand.
Nobody want, you know, there's all these casual, I mean, it's just.
Well, you're very liked at that health club. Everyone kind of knows you.
As evidenced by four people calling my name loudly as I'm drying
my hair.
You're
well known and you're very
liked. That's not the point here. I am by some, not by others. It doesn't matter. I've reached a point in my life where I don't need to be liked by everybody, okay? I don't even want to be liked by everybody. There are plenty of people I don't like.
If you see him again, if it's, you know, you get in the same situation, it might be better just to face him.
Well, I think that will have to be the case. I think in order to, for growth and healing.
He might want
to
avoid you as much as you want to avoid him. He should,
actually.
Yeah.
He should.
It might be triggering for him too. It might be like, oh
it's
shit,
it's all just
that
bad.
Time.
Yeah. It's all bad.
Yeah.
It was not a proud period for any of us, I don't think. It's just funny, remarkable to me that even after again these efforts being made, a focused effort, right? You know, that I can still be reduced and diminished to kind of my worst self. Now, I didn't go, I didn't do anything bad
No.
I felt that shame.
You lived it again.
That was more uncomfortable.
I don't know when it happened. Let's just say it was 20 years ago.
Close.
It might last week. That's how you were feeling.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So, all of that progress and healing and growth, that scab can be picked like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how fragile I am in some moments. And that's, it's good to be aware of that.
Will admire your honesty.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm still kind of speaking in, camouflaged language here. Nobody needs to know exactly what it was all about. It doesn't matter. And those that do know already know. And I assume everybody
knows. Well, let's just say nobody was hurt.
No.
There was no violence.
No.
Nothing like that. It was pretty much
doesn't
just
matter.
Business.
But handled poorly by me. I'll just take responsibility for my side of the street here without pointing any blame in other directions. Although I do feel it was handled poorly by all involved.
Full stop.
I, for sure, handled my end of it poorly.
Yeah.
And for that, I have made apologies. Maybe not enough. Maybe this definitely reflects more on me than it does the other party.
And it could have been, that happening. It's an opportunity now to put it to bed.
Maybe.
And I think if you do happen to see this person, and maybe you have eye contact, maybe you speak, maybe you show to each other.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's putting it to bed.
Well, it was a lesson for me for more than a brief moment, for several connected, flowing moments that totaled a sum of probably 10 or 15 minutes. I was living far more... I was fear-driven, not faith-driven.
Yes.
And I'm not going to get religious here because I'm not a religious person. I am a spiritual person, but I'm not going to preach to anybody about anything. But I do believe that my alignment with the universe is more in tune and better connected if I am operating from a point of faith rather than fear.
Yeah.
Right? If my motives are driven by some sort of trust in goodness instead of fear of bad.
Yes,
So.
I understand.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with us.
I don't know if it's interesting or not, but it felt good to talk about
and
it. And it's okay to be scared. That's the other lesson. It's okay to have, I can relive that shame without...
And it kind of shakes
having
us
to do
up
it
a
again.
Bit from somewhere that we once were to where we are now. But for a few minutes, you were back there.
Right. But it did allow me to recognize where I am now.
Exactly.
Because I didn't have to stay there for the remainder of that hour or day or week or any.
I could
get out of it, right? And
well,
I could reflect on it and I could actually... kind of look at it from different angles.
Yeah.
And I think that's healthy.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with us.
All right. We will be back very soon. We have lots more to talk about. but to remain consistent in what we're doing here, we want to give you about this amount of time each time, you know?
Yeah.
A third of an hour, something like that. So until next time, I'm Uncle Bye-Bye.
I'm the Bridge.
Toodle-pip, catch you on the flip.